Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the name of the Lord. This is Claude DiBellato. I'm coming to you from Windsor, Connecticut. And I feel the unction of the Spirit. I'm not so sure I know exactly what I'm going to say, but some things have been rolling around in my spirit, and this is definitely going to be in the vein of a prophetic word, because I'm depending on the Spirit. I know in I have a little nugget that I'll start with, and let's see where we go. I feel like the Lord wants me to talk today to you about what it means for us to be a prophetic people, to be part of a prophetic people. Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that you would grace this word with your anointing. Lord, that which would be imparted would be truly of you and not of my own weak, frail flesh. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. You may have heard or read some things on the subject of being a prophetic people. I remember years ago, I read some things written by, I think it was James Gall, that really had a bearing of witness in my spirit, and I may say some things you've heard said by him or others, but this is fresh. This is coming as the Spirit gives utterance. And just want to begin by saying that if you find yourself in your life, your family, the outworking of your life constantly almost being a mirror to situations and problems that are in the world, that the world is dealing with, or even that the church is dealing with, there's no doubt you are a part of a prophetic people. Now, the difference between you and the people who are actually experiencing these things is that God has placed you in that situation that your life might speak life, that your Spirit might take hold of God to bring the answers to those situations that others are in, and they feel doomed to. They don't see a way out. They don't see any answers. They just see the problem, and they see it going on and on and on, but they don't see any deliverance. But in your life, you come to these things, and you are called to be, even as a savior on Mount Zion, you are called to have the answer. You're called to be one that will be able to feed the flock with manna necessary for their sustenance and for their food. And you'll see there are different levels in your walk as part of a prophetic people. And there'll be times when it will be like you have to endure, and you just have to bear up under, and you just have to get through it, and you just have to pray each day, Lord, help me through it. I don't know how I can take another day of this. But the point will come where an anointing will come upon you to take a hold of the Lord, and there will be a deposit in you to be able to live out the answer that your life will be a testimony to someone else who can't see their way clear. Now, I've gone through this kind of thing in my family over and over again, to the point where I look at the situation, whatever it may be. I wish that everything was always smooth. And if you want to listen to people or those ministers who have everything always perfect in their life at all times, and they just seem to always be on top and never on the bottom, this isn't for you, because I am more in the vein of Isaiah, who had that point in his life where he was prophesying naked and barefoot. And to me, that just means there's a transparency required, or a transparency, at least through some, that will cause people to know that they can identify and they can trust the one, the prophet, the servant of the Lord to whom they go to get the word of the Lord, that prophet, that servant of the Lord knows just exactly what you're going through, and where you live, and we're not hiding ourselves. We're not putting on airs. We're not putting on pretenses. We're not walking with long cords and fancy shoes and poof hairdos and whatever. There's not an image. There's not an image that would draw man, but there's a substance because of what the prophet, the servant of the Lord, the friend of God, the one who's living out the prophetic life as a prophetic person, that will get you through. And not only get you through, but cause you to come to a place of deliverance. I have declared among friends and family and in some articles I've written online that I've been in a wilderness, and I have definitely been in a wilderness. And I thank God for the springs in the desert and for the places of oasis and the places where there have been some living water. But for the most part, I've been dwelling for a while in a dry and parched and thirsty land where no water is. And I've had to do a little bit of digging of wells. And I want to tell you that I don't want to expose anybody, and especially not those I love, deeply love. But my testimony is one that mirrors a lot of things that are going on in society and in the world that are not becoming, that are not a story that would bring a blessing. But I also want to tell you that I feel there is a climbing up and a climbing out of the low place, and I'm experiencing, and it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. God brings you to those places, to those junctures where you begin to know that God, when God says something, his word is so true. A couple of weeks ago, he spoke to me and he said, there's nothing in your family life, in your home, that cannot be turned around by prayer and fasting. He began to make that so real in my spirit. I had a night where I couldn't sleep, which I have many nights where I don't sleep very well, but I opened my tablet and I'm just flipping through some YouTube videos. I was actually looking for a certain song. I can't remember now what it was, but I came across two brothers who were on TBN and they were talking about the things of the Lord. And that there was such an impartation of life and confirmation to my spirit. Now, I forgot to put my phone on airplane mode while I'm recording this, so you might hear some beeps. But there was such an impartation of life into my spirit that I knew I had a confirmation. And I began to just seek the Lord and to pray about some of these things with a spirit of seeking I haven't had in a long time. And with a spirit of praying for my family that I haven't been able to do in a long time. Sometimes we just feel overwhelmed. We don't even feel like praying. We don't even want to bother, or the pain is too great. When we go to seek the Lord, you have a situation maybe with one of your children or a spouse or a neighbor or something, and the pain is so great that you don't even want to pay attention to it. You just want to ignore it and hope it'll go away. You just keep, you know, thanking God that your anchor holds and you're on a firm foundation, and you know that your Redeemer liveth, and no matter what, in the end you'll see God, but this is your life and this is what you got to go through and this is what you've got to live out. But the Spirit says, no, there's an appointed time. There is an appointed time when you will see a deliverance. There's an appointed time when you'll be able to meet the prophetic conditions of your situation that will change things, that will uproot that which needs to be uprooted, tear down that which needs to be torn down, and you will see a victory. You just got to hold fast. And you've got to recognize that even as crummy as it is and as bad as it is, in the midst of that thing, whatever it is you're dealing with that seems so negative, God is using you because you are part of a prophetic people. And what's happening is testimony that will testify of the goodness and the delivering power of God to not only those around about you who see your life and who may be scrutinizing, who may even be condemning you or criticizing you or mocking you or looking like, oh yeah, they believe in God. Well, he's not doing anything for them. Well, it's a big joke. Yeah. I had someone say to me one time, I had kept getting the same phrase in the spirit again and again. And I gave it to her one more time. And she came back at me with a mocking spirit. And it just grieved me because I knew that it was something she needed to take hold of in faith. And sometimes you don't have something new and, you know, pie in the sky or you know, explosions of fireworks. Sometimes it's just a small, simple word that is the answer. But you're a prophetic people, and it means your life is going to count, and it means your life is going to be hard. Now, where in the Bible do we see the first prophetic people? We see it in the story of Moses. And Joseph's story is a very prophetic story too, but in the story of Moses and the tabernacle and the wilderness wanderings and all the victories they had and all the testings they had and all the trials, Corinthians points out to us very plainly that their life was a story for us to refer to know how to behave ourselves, to know what to do and what not to do. And that there's an example of a prophetic people, and you look at what all they went through, the battles, the trials, the hunger, but yet God kept them through all of it. And that is your testimony as a prophetic people. You have a life that when others look at your life and they see the outworking of what is happening in your life and how God is a redeemer and how God delivers and how God brings you through and how you stay faithful and you stand through every trial, and they see your life, and that is a testimony not only to friends and neighbors and countrymen and relatives and cynics and critics, it's a testimony to the principalities and powers even in the atmosphere of the goodness of God and how victorious he is in all of his creation. He continues to be the God of victory. He kashe alama kusi yandai alababa kushi yandai. He talama hosi yandai alaba kushi yandai. Now, I'm telling you now that in the darkest hour, through the word of the Lord, you can turn the light on. In that time when there is the most activity, satanic, diabolical activity, you can wield the sword of the Spirit and the power in the name of Jesus. You have these things, and your life is a prophecy. As you do the works of the kingdom, as you do spiritual warfare, as you do battle, your life is a testimony. Your life is a prophecy, and don't ever get discouraged by the battles and the trials, because it's the Lord using you. It is the Lord using you. Everyone wants to have a big ministry where they have their name in lights and they're well known, and few and far between maybe really want the secret place of ministry of prayer and waiting on the Lord. And even those ministries through the internet, they found a way, we have found a way, all of us have found a way to even make public the very private ministries. But this is the hour. Now, a lot of prophecies go out about how God has his hidden ones and he's going to bring them out of obscurity and he's going to bring them to the fore and he's going to manifest himself through them. And there's no reason for me not to believe that word. There's no reason whatsoever not to say, Lord, I receive that. If I've been a hidden one, if I've been on the backside of the desert, if I've been in the wilderness, that there's the time coming that I'll come out of the wilderness leaning on my beloved. But friends, I'm going to tell you something. This is not the place of our rewards. Heaven is the place where we will receive rewards. And for those who will stay in the secret place just a little bit longer, those who will be willing, there's something the Spirit is saying, that the primary ministry right now is not what man sees, but what God sees. The primary power in ministry is not the public place ministry, but the secret place ministry of ministering unto the Lord, waiting on Him, praying, and praying about issues, because God is going to turn things around. But it's not going to be so much through the public avenues, as good as they may be, as worthy as they may be, as righteous as they may be, and even as called of God as they may be. God has His secret kingdom where power is being wielded, and it's through a prophetic people who don't only just see what's happening in our society, in our country, in our world, with an attitude of, I'm so glad that that's not my life, that's not me, I'm glad I know Jesus, I feel so privileged to know the Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for reaching out and saving me and redeeming me from the awfulness of this world, but who see with such a feeling of compassion because it's touched their family, it's touched their lives. And I thank God for the things that do not touch our lives, where He has spared us and He's protected us. But there's so many things, the opioid crisis, the feelings of just, Lord, this whole thing with immigration and illegal immigration, and knowing that there are major issues, and yet, on the other hand, there's people we deeply love who might be embroiled in this and be personally touched by it. There's nothing easy. I've had dreams. I have had dreams about the immigration issue. Nightmares about it. But I live in my nice home out in halfway rural suburbia of Connecticut. I have my grandchildren. I have everything I need right in this house. I have my sons here and my husband, and just everything is very protective, very cloistered, very just preserved, well-preserved, and I'm not touched by that like people in certain areas or in certain neighborhoods. I want to have the compassion for all these situations. Someone said that, or people have made this comment that, well, God is not a Republican or a Democrat. Well, no, He's not. But God is a God of principle. He's a God of holiness. He's a God of His word. And that which does not line up with His word and His holiness and His principles is probably the side that God is not on. And we need to, as a prophetic people, delighting in that which is truth, delighting in the word, delighting in what is above and not beneath. We need to say, Lord, You're allowing this to come so close that I know that You want to use me to speak into this situation, to pray, to have a direct testimony related to deliverance for our country and for reestablishing of godly values and godly principles. We are a prophetic people. We are a prophetic people. Our life is a storybook. Our life is like a story for the world to see with a happy ending. Thank You, Jesus. A prophetic people are a people that have a happy ending of deliverance. Now, with the children of Israel, there were some that died in the wilderness. There were some that that didn't get to go over to the promised land. There was a generation that did not get to go into the promised land. We don't want to be that generation. We don't want to be those who see the burdens and see the needs, and there's no strength to bring forth. There's no strength to bring to birth. That's what happened in the time of Hezekiah. Look it up. I have it written down somewhere, but I don't want to open up my computer because I'm really just trying to flow in the spirit. I feel like I need to do this. Because as far as this website is concerned, I am not going to let myself be in a struggle of having to produce something when there's nothing. And sometimes there's a lot of stuff rolling around in my heart. There's a lot of things that have come to light through study, but it's not the word of the Lord that people are hungering for. There's a famine for the hearing of the word of the Lord. There's so much stuff, and there's a lot of really good stuff. I refuse to get under a burden of trying to produce something just for the sake of having something out there. That's not going to happen. So you may check this website for a week or two or 3 weeks and find nothing new. Or I can buckle down and I can fake it and write something that has no anointing on it, no blessing, no life in it. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Being a prophetic people, I'm so aware of this right now, saints. I'm so aware with all my trials, and I'm so aware through the lives of some others I've seen. Got one family that has called for prayer. They have a son in their house that absolutely rules with an iron fist and a swearing mouth and a swearing tongue till he has those mother and father trembling in their shoes, trembling in their boots. And yet these are prophetic people. These are people who love the Lord and love prophecy, have been used of God, have a tender spirit towards the things of the Lord, love God with all their hearts. And yet they're dealing with something like that. And you know what I say to that? The day of their rising up in their authority is coming. But that situation is not to destroy them. It's so they can be a testimony to the world that God is the one who delivers. God is the one who sets free. God is the one who sets things in order. Where there is no oxen, the stall remains clean. But much is gained by the strength of the ox. I'm not sure I'm quoting that right. Some people would rather have a clean, unproductive stall with just words and no deliverance, words and no axe being laid to the root of the tree, words and no strength of the ox. But if you're willing to be one who has the strength of the ox and the gain of the strength of the ox, you're willing to be a workhorse in the spirit. Understand your call in the prophetic is not nearly so much to just give words and spout out glorious visions and testimonies of how the Lord used you here and there, but put your shoulder to the burden in the spirit that God is showing you is your, is your lot to carry for the purposes of the big picture of deliverance and the salvation of many households. A lot of people want to see things happen, but they want to see it happen their way. They don't want to see it necessarily happen the Lord's way. And it's not because they're rebellious. It's just because they don't understand. In the book of Timothy, Paul, one of the books of Timothy, Paul charges Timothy, who was a pastor. I think he was a pastor in Ephesus. And he said, the husbandman must be first partaker of the fruits. That means the Lord's going to allow you to taste what others go through, so you know the feeling, so you know the suffering, so you know the pain, but more than that, so you know the way out, so you know God's pathway of deliverance, so you find that word in the scripture that will bear life and bring forth fruit. I'm working on I think it's going to be an ebook on principles of a remnant people. And that's one of the things about the remnant people. They bear root downward, deep roots, deep, deep roots, because of prayer and digging wells. But they also bear fruit upward. You get to know, you get your discernment sharpened, and you begin to distinguish, and you begin to feel what is a ministry that is really going to the depths, and like a whirlwind that's digging deep into situations, shaking up the foundations of hell, so that God's people can not only have deliverance for themselves as captives, deliverance from everything the enemy is throwing at their families, and he's throwing a lot. We are in a time when he is throwing a lot. But the glory is going to arise on a people. His glory will be seen on a people who are a prophetic people, who understand, who don't give in to fear and dread of their situations, but understand exactly what's happening. You're not being destroyed. God's not mad at you. This is not for your demise. This is not for the ruination of your family. What you're going through with your son or your daughter or your marriage or in your neighborhood, it's not to destroy or ruin you, but God is developing testimony, powerful testimony through prophetic people. Your life is the prophecy of deliverance. Your very life and what you live and what you go through day by day, your life is speaking. Your life shall speak in Jesus' name. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that I have seen your goodness, Lord God. When I have felt, Lord, that I'm at my wit's end, Lord, and I can't take another step, Lord, you have always confirmed the inheritance when it's weary, Lord God, as you do, Lord Jesus. In the midnight hour when I would be least expecting it, you'd send someone with a word, Lord. You'd cause me to turn on a TV show and hear the very word that I needed to hear. You caused me to walk in a church service where a man of God spoke as if I was the only one sitting there in that church. Lord, again and again, you confirm your word. And I pray right now that this that I'm sharing will be confirmed and speak into the hearts of those who are struggling, that they not give up hope, but that they see that you are using them, Lord. You're preparing them, Lord. And that, God, they'll know their timing. They will know their timing, Lord, and they will feel such an undergirding and a strength, Lord, that, Father, as they pray, they're going to see the answers. They're going to see the deliverances, not just for themselves, but for others too. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.